Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our buddy Randy Cardoon's at CanX in Lipstick City, where tomorrow night the World Series starts at Chavez Ravine for the first time since 1988. Can you believe that, Randy?
We are indeed the center of the sports world right now. We've got the World Series, NFL. I mean, we've just got all sorts of things going. And, of course, just to show how hot this series is going to be, Mother Nature is cooperating. It could be triple-digit temperatures when the game gets underway tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard that. It was going to be 100 degrees. What's that all about?
I wish I knew. I can't quite figure it out myself. Somebody forgot to tell somebody that it's not summer anymore. I think they just skipped fall. We're going straight from winter back to summer, and until it makes up its mind, it's going to be a little sweaty out there. But you know something? Los Angeles really doesn't care. They're ready to basically fire up $1,000 for tickets just so they can see the Dodgers for the first time in 29 years play in a World Series game. And you know, that's the big story right now. And the fact that the Dodgers seem to have got rid of all of its slumping that they had toward the end of the regular season. They're now back in the groove. We saw what they did against Chicago. Now the big question is how are they going to fare against some really great pitching that Houston's come up with the last few weeks?
When did they start having this heat wave?
Oh, like today?
Really? It happened today, and it's going to be how long is it going to last?
They say 3 to 4 days. I think they'll get the first two games of the World Series in and basically schwitz. And from that point on, it'll cool off just in time for the series to shift to Houston. Thank you very much.
So how do you like they're favored over the Astros, who were down 3-2 but rallied to beat the Yankees? A lot of people, obviously, in Los Angeles, you've been to the playoffs so many times, you won the division so many times in a row, and you finally get to the World Series. I take it you're not surprised at all they're favored.
No, because this team has really been able to kick some tail when they're on and they're in a groove. We saw this early in the year. There was just no stopping them. And it wasn't really a matter of Justin Turner hitting home runs or Bellinger or Seager or somebody hitting home runs. It was always somebody different every time. Yasiel Puig now is playing incredibly well during the postseason. And, of course, during the regular season, he's had some great games as well. It's always been somebody to pick up the slack. So when they were on, they were really, really good. When they were off, and we saw again this at the end of the year when things were kind of the dog days of summer, they were horrible. They couldn't get anything going. Nothing was working right. And there was some real concern here for a while that there might have a problem against, let's say, Arizona in the first round, because Arizona had beaten the Dodgers in the season series. And there was a question, okay, well, which Dodger team are we going to see? Well, the good news for Dodger fans is the fact that they took care of Arizona, they blew through Chicago, and now they're getting ready to take on a Houston team who has been playing well all season. So it could very well come down to pitching.
So Kershaw against Keuchel, and Kershaw looked fantastic on Thursday when they blew out the Cubs. No problem there, coming right back out and starting game one. He's ready to rock and roll. And then Keuchel, I thought he looked great in one game against the Yankees and not in the other. What worries you about Keuchel and Kershaw at this point?
I think a lot of people here, and it's kind of strange because over the years, a lot of Dodger fans have seen Clayton get to a certain point, and then for some reason or another, he just couldn't get it over the hump. He couldn't get it right to the point where he was in control. Now, we've seen the in-control Kershaw for the most part this postseason, but there's always this element of doubt. I think a lot of Dodger fans are kind of holding their breath, hoping that the back doesn't go out again, that there's not a fluke injury, that he's able to basically keep it going, concentrating, focusing on getting that first win. And I think that's one of the things they're worried about. I'm real interested in game two. That's when Justin Verlander is going to be pitching against Rich Hill. Verlander has just been unstoppable in the postseason. Rich has pitched okay. He's given up a couple of runs, struck out 12 in his two playoff starts this year. But against a guy who is hot as Verlander, if the Astros are going to steal a game, I'm thinking game two might very well be that game.
Randy Cardoon of CanX LA with us again on the bench. So Seager, by the way, for everyone, he's back on their roster at the very least. It's not like they've needed him. Let me ask you this question about this team. You know, do people in Los Angeles, like, you know, the fact that they won 104 games, they were the best team in baseball, and then they slumped for a while, and then they kicked ass in the playoffs. Is that who they all think that they are, that they're just that team and that they took the last month of the season off?
I think right now all they care about is the fact that, as you say, they basically kicked tail in the postseason. That's the team they want. That's the Dodger team they remember from early part of the season when they, you know, just took such a big, huge lead over everybody, went on that incredible winning streak. And certainly when I mean win streak, certainly not in a row, but they had incredible wins. They didn't lose hardly at all. They're hoping that's the team that they see now in the World Series because they've seen them get up to this point. And again, Los Angeles fans have not seen their team in the World Series, you know, since Kirk Gibson hit that home run. So this, they're hoping they could keep it going, and they know Houston's good. They saw what they did against the Yankees. You know, it was really funny in a sense that a lot of people who, here in L.A. who always root for Big Apple versus New, Los Angeles, the number one and two TV markets, some people were actually saying, no, you know, we've done the Yankee-Dodger thing. I want to see what they're going to do against Houston. The only thing that's a little crazy about that is for some of us old-timers in a way who never quite got used to Houston in the American League, some of us actually think, well, what? This is like the title of the National League West? I mean, what's going to happen in this? But no, Houston is playing great baseball, and the Dodgers, I think, they may have too much for them.
Listen, there's no one on the face of the earth that can tell me they'd rather watch the Astros play the Dodgers than the Yankees-Dodgers rivalry of baseball lore. There's no one except people in Houston, and I'm on there, and I respect the Astros. Don't get me wrong. I respect Houston. It's a great city. But don't tell me anyone wants to see the Astros and the Dodgers over the Yankees and the Dodgers. You can't sell me that, Randy. Not tonight. I'm not having it.
Well, I don't mean to get nonchalant about it, but just because the Yankees were not expected to be there to begin with, and certainly a lot of Dodger fans here remember the Yankees-Dodgers series from the 80s and the late 70s, and they remember how the struggles were on that, and it's usually the Dodgers that were the team up and coming, and the Yankees were the big bombers having some big bats. This time it's the other way around, and either way it would have been great, I'll say that, but Houston coming into town, like I said, tickets are going for like $1,000. In fact, I saw somebody today who was saying, okay, I've got a few tickets, just send me $2,000 and the tickets are yours on Facebook, and I just went, okay, $2,000 for tickets to the World Series. And he did. I don't think these are one of the better seats either. So there's a lot of interest even in the Astros.
Wow. All right, I'll believe you because I would have rather seen the other thing. I thought some of the greatest baseball of my life was the Yankees-Dodgers. I think it would have been fantastic. But it is what it is. It's the Astros. They won. They deserve it. So there you go. So let me ask you about Yasiel Puig. You know I've liked him. You and I have talked about it a million times.
Sure.
How funny is it now that he's playing in a World Series when everybody and her brother wanted to trade his ass? They were going to give up on him 10 times, and look at him now.
Well, remember, he was in Oklahoma City. He was in AAA for a while, and even he didn't think he was going to be sent down, and sure enough, he got sent down. Now look at him. He batted .414 so far in the postseason. He's got a home run. He's got six RBIs, 12 hits. Couple of doubles. I mean, he is coming up with key hits. And remember, that cannon for an arm he's got there in right field, you don't dare run past, Yasiel Puig. You don't dare run past second base on your way to third and if he's got the ball. You just don't do it because you know chances are the ball will get there before you do.
He really has been incredible. And then he's been their best player in the playoffs.
Pretty close. Pretty close. I mean, Justin Turner and Chris Taylor got the MVP in the NLCS. You know, Taylor, in a sense, has just been a wunderkind. He's come in there and he's filled in. I'm not sure a lot of people, if anybody, expected him to come in with the power he's been able to put together. Certainly we're used to it with Justin Turner a little bit. Justin has 3 home runs in the postseason. Taylor has 2 home runs in the postseason. So, I mean, Taylor a little more unexpected, but Puig and the fact that he's bringing the whole tongue-wagging thing, you know, looking like Michael Jordan in the process. I mean, yeah, he's bringing some more fun to it, and the key is he's doing what he needs to do to not make stupid mistakes. And I think because of that, the Dodgers are pretty much riding with the fun that he's been able to put together, as opposed to when he was doing it before and screwing up all the time, and that just ticked the Dodgers off.
Randy Cardoon with us from CanX in L.A. Let me ask you the Lonzo Ball thing. So he's had a couple of huge games, and, I mean, he's looked fantastic in the last couple games. What do people care more about now in Los Angeles? Alonzo Ball and the Lakers, or how the Rams are doing? The Rams are 5-2 and kicking ass.
5-2 for the Rams. The Chargers have won 3 in a row, both of them coming off shutouts. That's something that has never happened. Even when the Raiders were here in Los Angeles and the Rams were playing and for those many years in the same city, nobody had shutout wins on the same day when those two teams were here. So, I mean, the fact that the Chargers got a shutout, the Rams got a shutout, I think there's certainly enough interest in the Lakers, but it's early in the season. I think right now Lonzo Ball is going to take a back seat, especially to the World Series. But as far as the Rams and the Chargers are concerned, it's interesting. The Rams now have a bye coming up. They're not going to be back home until November 12th. The Chargers hit the road. They're not coming back till November 19th. So we're going to have to wait till then to find out if fans are going to now start filling the seats to watch these teams play. The key is they've got to start winning on the road.
Do you think that it's getting stale for the rest of those Lakers, that the only thing anyone ever talks about the Lakers at all, I mean literally at all, is Ball?
Not if they start winning. I mean, if they start winning, they don't care who you're talking about, as long as you start being talked about in a positive way, and the fact that you're moving into a playoff possibility and you're winning more than you're losing, Laker fans will just embrace whomever if they're winning. And right now, they're not talking about many of the guys, although they're pretty enthused about the young kids and the way Luke Walton's bringing them around. I think, you know, the fact that Lonzo had, 3 or 4 points in his first game, that was exactly what happened in Summer League when he had a lousy first game, and then the second game he shot the lights out. So Laker fans now are happy that it's happening during the regular season, and it's a long season. We're going to have to wait and see how it all works out, but I think if the Lakers win, they're not going to care.
Yeah, I thought he had a great game against Phoenix, and he lit it up against the Pelicans, too, but they lost. Randy, great stuff. Enjoy the World Series. Always great having you on the bench. Check out Randy's podcast, Talking About Cars, on radio.com, and you can get the radio.com app in the App Store. It's great, and it's got CBS Sports Radio on there as well. Check out Randy's show, Talking About Cars. Randy, thanks.
All right, man.
All right, there is Randy Cardoon in Los Angeles. Game 1 tomorrow night of the World Series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.